Log Talk Radio.
Flapping, shit's flying around. Anyway, I
say to myself, I ain't gonna move on the weekend. I'm not gonna let me. So what I do is I go into the lobby. I said, well, maybe this guy I listened to last night quite possibly made a mistake, and I put on a Boston champ. Now, Tommy, these TV stations all have a scam. The weather girl is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. She's sitting there with a smile on her face. I won't tell you what channel in Boston, but there's only three, four, five, and seven. No matter which one you go to, they all get the same pretty girl there. Oh, today it's going to be a beautiful day on the Cape. Mind you, it's raining now in Boston while she's doing this. But if you go to the Cape, it's going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm saying to myself, this girl's full of shit. I'm down here. I'm on the Cape. I know I'm on the Cape. I asked the guy standing next to me, are we on the Cape? He said, of course you're on the Cape. Well, I thought maybe I had too much sugar in my coffee, right? Well, I'm in the right place. So I figure, well, my next step is I want to get a spot on the beach. They have these kids at the resorts on me. I walk up to a kid with a blue jacket on. Okay, he's from Romania. I said, sir, I'd like a chair and an umbrella. You know what he says to me? He's from Romania. Are you shitting? I said, no, I'd like to sit on the beach. I already shit one time this morning. I am not shitting again. He says, sir, you be the only one on the beach. I don't care. I need a chair and an umbrella. For $400, I want to sit on the beach. Well, anyway, he sets up my chair. Sets up my chair and wishes me luck. Well, he was a gentleman about it. So I wish you luck. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever tried to read the Boston Herald in 25-mile-an-hour winds on the beach? Well, I'll tell you right now, the sports page is somewhere on the kids' talk canal because I fucking lost that. That's gone. Okay? The good news is I get to see the sales of some Labor Day sales, and, you know, the rest of the paper's gone. I don't know whether we attack Syria or what's happening, but everything's gone. The paper's gone. So now I'm sitting there looking around by myself, and I decide, what the hell? I paid $400. I call a Romanian kid down. I tell him, excuse me. Yes, sir, I help you? I said, yeah. I said, I put the umbrella up. He said, there's no sun. He said, but you don't understand. For $400, I want the chair. I want the ambiance. He said, I don't understand ambiance, what that means. I said, well, sir, would you just put the umbrella up? He said, this could be dangerous. I said, just put my umbrella up. So, the guy puts up this orange umbrella. It's really beautiful umbrella. Well, that's what the Herald now, somewhere on the pond. Somewhere down in, okay. Little did I know, that would take off like a missile, you know? You know what the Romanian says to me?
Go ahead.
I told you, I don't understand ambiance, but now you owe me for an umbrella. I said, oh, my God. Oh, speaking about all money, I waited all summer for this. So yesterday I go to CVS, they have end of summer specials, okay? Let me tell you how they sucked me in on this one. I buy, they tell you, 4 for $1. I buy 4 containers of Carpatone. I get number 40, number 30, number 15, and whatever the other. I buy 4 things of Carpatone suntan lotion. Because they're on sale, 4 for the price of 1 or whatever the hell they charge me. I get so much tanning lotion right now, Tommy, I don't know what I'm going to do. There's no sun. There's absolutely, when I tell you the sun isn't out, and you know what I told you about the hell? Well, the slip of the CVS to it, boy, so there's no return in this shit. Now I buy licorice. They have these thick things of licorice. I don't even eat licorice, but I figure I can make friends here on the beach by grabbing out licorice. I get licorice. I get tan lotion. I even bought a pail and a shovel. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. I figured if the lady or if I met somebody had a kid, you know, it's always nice to meet like a single mother or something when you're laying on the beach. Anyway, I get a pail and a shovel if you know anybody wants one of them. So right now, here I am. I got a Romanian kid mad at me because one umbrella is gone. I get tan and lotion, if you know anybody. I mean, all year I worked to get a tan. Tommy, I don't think I'm getting a tan today. So if I could windsurf, I think I'd be fine. So here I am now. I'm walking around. Let me tell you how windy and cold it is right now. I went to Best Buy for this, and I got a bathing suit. I bought a bathing suit at Best Buy. I bought one of those shirts like Tom Brady wears, you know, because I want the girls to look at me. It doesn't have any sleeves. It, like, shows your muscles and shit. And it's that fine, silky, shiny material. It's so cold here right now. My nipples are sticking through this material. You should see me. I'm not touching my face down here. I can't believe it. Right? Now, wonder Tom Brady's always smiling. You ever see Tom Brady being interviewed and he's always smiling? His nipples are probably hot like mine are right now. Yeah.
So, oh, my God.
And then the Romanian comes running up to me. He knows I'm a sports fan, obviously, right? And he tells me, "Paul, you hear what happened?" "No, what happened?" "I thought something bad happened. Tim Tebow gone. Tim Tebow's gone. Where'd he go?" "I don't know. He's gone." I said, Tim Tebow's gone." I said, "No, he's in Foxborough. He plays for the New England Patriots." No, Tim Tebow's gone." "So I guess Tim Tebow's gone. I haven't even seen the news yet, but imagine the Romanian was playing. He knew before me. Tim Tebow's gone." This technology they have today is amazing. But Tom, how about this? I'm walking through a library. I mean, through the lobby. And a guy, obviously from New York, he's got a Yankee shirt on. Now, you know me and the Yankees. We don't get along so well. The guy says to me, "Excuse me, sir." "Yes?" He said, "You look like you're from around here." "Well, I don't know why. I got loafers on. I got sandals on, a yellow bathing suit, and a T-shirt with my nipples sticking out." And he says to me, "There's a good place near the water to get seafood." I'm like looking at this guy like, are you serious? I'm surrounded by water. I mean, if I'm any closer to the ocean, where can I go? I told him, "Why don't you buy a fucking fish pole and go sit there on the beach and catch a fish with me, you know, and we'll fry it up." "Where's a good place for seafood?" "I'm at a restaurant. This place has four restaurants." Anyway, "Where's a good place for seafood?" Typical New York person, you know. They talk to me. Help me. I never seen the guy before in my life. All of them said, "I'm his pal." Well, meet my son. That's even, you ever look at these kids? The kids are weird looking. They're funny looking kids. Braces, glasses, you know. You know they're not athletes. Anyway.
Now, you told me, this is the second week in a row that you've had problems. Last week, you went out to Dunkin' Donuts and you ordered, four or five coffees?
Oh, you know, listen, Tommy, last week, I love Dunkin' Donuts. You know, where do they hire? I would love to see the ads they put in the paper to hire people to work at Dunkin' Donuts. Listen, I love Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'. But how about this one? Last Saturday, I'm on the way to the office, and one of my bosses says, "Hey, Jim, can you pick up the coffees and give me a list?" I ordered five coffees and one tea. I pull into the window, and trust me, I try to be a gentleman. "May I help you?" "Yes, you may. I would like to have five coffees and one tea. These are all going to be mediums." "You'd like what?" I said, "I would like five coffees and one tea. They're all going to be size medium. I don't want to have to tell you as I order these." "All right, go ahead." "Okay, I'd like two black, no sugar." "What size?" "Medium." "I'd like one tea." "What size?" "Medium." Two coffees with just milk." "Do you want sugar?" "No." "Nope, that's why I said just milk." "Two coffees with just milk." "What size?" "Medium." Well, anyway, I go through this routine, and I'm talking to a box binder. I'm not even looking at a real person. I'm looking like at a box out in the middle of a driveway, and the guy behind me in the Jeep, Wrangler, is blowing the horn like, "I'm taking too long to order my shit." He doesn't know that the lady is. I get no problem ordering the stuff, but the lady keeps asking me questions. So here's the best part. "What else would you like?" "Nothing. That's all I want, ma'am." "Okay, drive up." I drive up. Now I get to the window. And the window opens. I get my card. I got one of those little Dunkin' Donuts cards.
Yeah.
I give her the card. She swipes the card three times. She says to me, this card doesn't work. I said, well, I got a problem. I don't carry a lot of cash. Do you take American Express? No. I said, well, can you try the card again? I know the card's got money on it. Maybe you could slow down a little when you swipe it. You swipe it like 400 miles an hour. Maybe the people that own the card don't know you swiped it. You did it so fast. So she slowed it down, and she slowed down to about 30. Sure and hold, lo and behold, it says, my God. But here's the pisser, Tommy. Here's the pisser. I'm sitting alone in the car. She says to me, would you like a tray? No, I'm going to fucking juggle these coffees all the way to work. What are you talking about? Would I like a tray? What am I going to do with six coffees? I'm all alone in the car. Of course. Now she says, well, sir, you don't have to cop an attitude. Cop an attitude? First of all, I'm on the parking lot for 10 minutes trying to order six coffees, talking into a park. Now you swipe my card 400 times, 100 miles an hour, and tell me there's no money on it, making me feel bad. I got a guy behind me in the Jeep. I want to punch the shit out of that blow go on one more time at me. And now you tell me I'm copping an attitude? Why is it so hard to get a cup of coffee? Oh, here we go. Here we go this morning. I like a coffee, medium, milk, no sugar. I get on the highway, take one sip, and there you go. I thought I was going to have a diabetic attack. Anyway. Yeah, so, Tommy, I don't know who hires these people. I know why they say America runs on Dunkin', because when you go there, you run anywhere, you know? You want to kill people after you leave there.
Now, the other thing that happened last week that I remember is you went into the lobby, and it was the 5K race for Falmouth. And somebody asked you if you were running.
Yeah, can you imagine this? Tommy, have you ever seen me? I'm a little guy, you know? I like to eat. I have one vice in life. I like to eat. Now, I'm not saying I'm fat. The doctor said that. The doctor said I was overweight, but I don't consider myself fat. So, last week on the Cape is the Falmouth 5K road race. No, this is for everybody in the world that's not good enough to run like in the Boston Marathon. I mean, Tom. Oh, yeah, I see organizations running down here that would fascinate you, you know? Joe's Bar and Grill. You have 40 guys that, like, all smoking cigars that are getting ready for the road race and shit. Now, listen, I'm not saying anything bad about the Falmouth road race. As a matter of fact, my father was one of the original members. And my father's from South Boston. His only experience of running is like running from the cops. Every time he'd steal shit out of a truck, he'd run like a bastard, you know? Anyway, so I'm in the lobby. Now, unknown to me, all these people standing in the lobby got these multicolored sneakers on. Multicolored sneakers. As a matter of fact, I never saw sneakers with this color, and they're all Nike sneakers. It doesn't dawn on me, maybe the Nike team is staying there, but lo and behold, here comes this tall, goofy-looking guy with, like, ultra green Nike sneakers on. And I say to myself, oh, boy, this guy must be a real pissy. He's probably the safety guy for Nike, you know? You've seen these ultra green, you know, they wear them on construction sites. Well, this guy got them on his feet. So, I mean, at nighttime, this guy here could be used on the expressway for traffic details with those sneakers on. Anyway, I did call McCord and tell him, hire this guy. Anyway, so, lo and behold, this guy says to me, are you running today? Now, I look down. I got sandals on. I got a bathing suit on that I've had about 30 years. It's my favorite bathing suit. Everybody got their favorite bathing suit, right? I got my favorite bathing suit on. It's so faded, I don't even remember what the original color was of this bathing suit, but it's all faded, and I got, like, this ripped top on. But once again, it's an old Red Sox T-shirt. You know, I probably got it when I went to my first Red Sox game, like in 1960, and I got that on. And the guy says to me, you running today? Well, yeah, he said, I'm representing I said, I'm representing the retired American workers of the world. He said, oh, he looks down at my feet. He goes, wow. He goes, nice sandal. I look at his feet. He's got these Nike freaking OSHA green shoes on. And I said, where did you get those? That's when a girl punches me in the side. I never saw this girl before in my life. She gives me an elbow on my side. I spit out my oh, this hotel, I get Starbucks coffee, by the way, and there's no problem getting it, but I almost spit out my Starbucks coffee. So before now, I can answer,
your wife was telling you, and this reminds me, that your wife was telling you that you were a little edgy last week.
Oh,
and that's because you forgot your... forgot your prescription.
Well, Tom, it isn't that I forgot my prescription. My wife, once again, I don't want to name the store, but she goes to CVS and buys me this thing where it's got 14 days or 14 little compartments that you put your pills in. Well, Tommy, I don't know if you've ever used one of these before, but I open up all 14 containers and I start with my multivitamins. I start putting one in every one. Well, Tommy, I'm watching the news the night I was doing this, and I lost track of what I had pills in and what I didn't have pills in, so I started throwing freaking pills in different ones, and I figured, what the hell's the difference, right? So little do I know that some of the pills I'm taking, if you don't take them every day, you have a reaction. Needless to say, by last weekend, one of the most important pills, I guess, the one that the nut doctor gave me, I forgot to take that pill for like 3 days. So, Tommy, I was ready to snap. I was ready to snap. He said to me, Yes.
Go ahead.
Tommy,
I
was taking, listen, let me tell you how much I screwed up. I was taking 4 Centrum a day when I thought I was taking all my different pills. I didn't realize they had put all the Centrums. I got purple pills in there. I don't know what the hell those things are for. I was taking 2 or 3 of them a day, but they didn't taste that. I didn't mind. But anyway, yeah, so I had a lot of problems with my pills.
But then you told me that she went down to that store you don't want to mention, and she pulled a deal and got you enough for the weekend, and then came in the car, gave you the bag, and said,
listen, yeah, she did. She called the store, and I guess the girl was very nice, said, listen, my husband forgot his medicine. He's all mixed up. He takes this certain brand of medication. The girl said, listen, I'll give you 9 of them. No, I think I was supposed to take 3 a day. Anyway, she gives my wife 9 of them. Now, my wife comes out to the car and she says to me, listen, you've been off your medication. The girl was good enough to give us these. I want you to take them right now. She hands me a bottle of water and a container with the pills in them. I take all 9 pills, a bottle of water, I drink them all. My wife looks at me and she goes, don't tell me you just took the 9 of them. I said, yep. That's going to make up for the 3 days I'm in. She goes, that's it. That's it. I'm done with you. You're not driving. Get in the back seat. I said, I'm not sitting in the back seat like a jerk. I'm not going to be driven around Falmouth. Would you drive in the car and me sitting in the back seat like I'm some old retarded man? Well, tell you what, I felt pissed for the rest of that day. You know?
Well, you reminded me that what happened in the good old days when we smoked marijuana and you didn't apportion it out so many days. You just smoked it all at once.
Well, that's another thing, Tommy. How people can keep shit. I got a friend of mine. He used to buy a bag of weed, and he'd make that last for like a month. In other words, how do you make that last 30 days? Well, the guy would buy like an 8-ball, and he'd put a little line on the mirror. No, and do it, and put the rest of it back in the refrigerator, and I'd be like, "What are you doing?" Oh, well, we're gonna. Are you shitting me? Get that shit back out here! No, what do you mean? What is that? That's like a tease, you know. But hey, oh yeah, smoking the shit. Well, you know why I stopped smoking? Because I didn't realize it, but my family has Italian heritage, and they had. I thought I was eating biscottis. You know, in Italy they have a cookie called a biscotti.
Yes.
Tommy, I was eating freaking dog biscuits. I thought they were biscottis. I'm dunking them in a coffee. Eat them. Yeah. So the next day when I found out,
I can see how that could happen. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not ever smoking dope again in my life. That's it for me. I'm done.
All right. Now, so we got a little time left. I want to hear about the little old lady who asked you where you could she could smoke at the Seacrest.
Oh, the lady at the Seacrest. How about this? This is the lady that I'm sitting there once again trying to mind my business watching the morning news. You know, I like to get on in the morning, get my coffee, sit there, watch the morning news. And this lady comes up to me. You know, typical lady from Waltham. She's got the housecoat on. You know, God only knows if she got anything under the housecoat. You know, but she's got a housecoat on because she weighs 400 pounds and doesn't want anybody to know she weighs 400. You know, I know what this game is. And she said to me, "This place sucks." I said, "Excuse me?" She said, "This place sucks." I said, "Why?" She goes, "Do you know that this is a non-smoking establishment? And it's a non-smoking beach." I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Well," I said to the manager, "I smoke. I'm paying $400. Where do I smoke?" And he takes me to like a little bullpen. He says to me, "You have to go to the bullpen." And she says to me, "Do you know where this is?" And I said, "Yeah, I know where it is. Come with me." So I get this lady from Waltham that looks like she wrestled Bruno Sammartino in the Boston Arena a few years ago, right? She's following me, and I lead her over to this area. Now, all due respect, they got a nice bullpen area. They built it with this white, you know, the new fencing that they make now out of this, whatever it is. You know, it's nice white fencing. So I open the gate, and I say to the lady, "Get in there." "Excuse me?" I said, "That's where you smoke. Get in there." She said, "Well, come on in here with me. I'm afraid." I said, "You're afraid? I'm not going in there with you." I said, "The last time I get in a place like this with a girl, she called the police and said I tried to assault her, physically assault her." I said, "I am not going in there with you. You got a house coat on. God knows whether you got anything on underneath it." "Enough." I said, "Before you even get in there, your hair's all disheveled. You got no makeup on. You already look like you had a fight with somebody, and you want me to go in there with you? No, I'm not going in there. I'll stand outside and guard the door for you, but I ain't coming in there." She says to me, "I didn't tell you couldn't smoke. As far as I'm concerned, fucking smoke. Get out on the beach. I don't care whether I'm all back. Blow smoke." So, yeah. I mean, Tommy, you think it's easy.
God.
Can you believe, I mean, what?
Go ahead. Yeah, you got 2 minutes.
2 minutes? I said, "Now you're giving me 2 minutes. What did I do wrong?" Well, here you go. I mean, here's another example. I call you up. You're supposed to be my friend. And now you're telling me you got 2 minutes. Where are you going to go on a Saturday afternoon at like 25 past 12? I mean, is it? Are you going?
All right.
Somewhere?
If you want to go over, we'll go over. Go ahead.
No. I'm forgetting it. You already hurt my feelings. I call you up. You're my friend. I try to express my emotions, and you're going to break my balls and tell me, "Okay, you got 2 more minutes."
Oh, God.
No, I used to go to
confession. Can you talk about, I don't know if you can talk about your job, because there was a tragic thing that happened.
No, I don't want to talk about this job. I want to talk about this bullshit. I got 2 more minutes. You know, even when I was a little kid and I go to confession, as sad as I was, the priest never said to me, "You only got 2 more minutes. You tell me you got 10 Our Fathers, 3 Hail Marys, you know." And I'd be like, "Father, I ain't done yet. You won't believe what happened. Oh, go ahead. An act of contrition, that covers the rest. But you told me I got 2 more minutes."
Well, I mean, that just takes us to the official time. If you want to go over, we can go over.
No. Let's keep this official. You're supposed to be my friend, you know. I would like to talk to you about that. I'd like to call you another time to talk about the therapy, because you're like my therapist. You know, I'm paying her, and she's telling me, "Well, your time is up." "What do you mean my time is up? I'm paying you. What do you mean my time is up? I didn't finish what I was telling you yet." Just tell me when my time is up, and I'll call you back. But I'll tell you one thing. It's freezing down here. People are looking at me. My nipples are sticking through this Tom Brady shirt. I mean, what the freak? And I lost an umbrella and the Herald both in one morning. And I got a guy from Romania that has no clue what ambiance is.
Well, Hey, Chief Teller, we got 10 seconds, but we can go over a little over. I have to say, we've done some funny shows on this thing, but this is what I've been begging you to do for months now, and I'm glad this is, without a doubt, the funniest 30 minutes of radio ever done. And I thank you, Jimmy.
Thank me. It isn't funny, Tommy. I just told you. You didn't say anything about being funny. I got people. Oh, my God. All right,
you're going to do this again.
Can I call you again someday?
I would love that. And ladies and gentlemen, that's your first taste. And this will be on iTunes in about a day. It'll be on Blog Talk Radio today. And Jimmy, thanks a lot, buddy. I can say it was a smash.
I'm all set. And listen, if you want me to call you in the future, just give me a shout, and I'll be more than happy to call you and fill you in on what's happening and how I got
problems. Every week is full of stuff like this. Thank you so much. And that's it for today. Tom Hayes, Blog Talk Radio with Mr. Jimmy. I got a problem, Rogers. Thanks, Jimmy.
Just follow the beat. For real, you can feel the excitement in the air. Leave your worries behind and just forget about your kids.